Hello, it's Randy Rhodes. Here's a clip from our show, and go to randyrhodes.com for the whole thing and a podcast. Buy a stinking podcast.
Mary had a little man.
The fault.
We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Believe it. Knock, knock. Who's there?
It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhodes Show.
Turn up your mind.
You have not smoked pot in, what, 8 weeks?
Well, with the legalization of marijuana products, so edibles. I had edibles about 8 weeks ago.
Okay. Yeah. But... but you have said... And I think this is prudent, that even though you do enjoy marijuana, when you're in office, you won't, because, you know, the 3 a.m. call.
It's a 24-7 job.
Right.
And actually running for president is a 24-7
right.
job. So
what's that like, not being high?
The sacrifices
you politicians will make.
Poor Gary Johnson. Oh, he just blew it today. Oh, but he could still be a Trump advisor. He is that out of it. Did you see that this morning? Did you see? Oh, man. You didn't? Oh, man. Gary Johnson. Poor Gary Johnson, the libertarian candidate for the presidency, was coming up on 10% of the polling. He needed 15% in 5 different polls to make it on the debate stage, and it just looks like he blew it this morning. Doesn't look like he's going to be. That's the good news, I guess, is he won't be in the debate. The bad news is he won't be in the debate. But to pot smokers, that makes sense. So Gary Johnson's going to go back to watching Adult Swim and the Cartoon Channel. Because this morning he was asked on Morning Joe, you know, the newsier of the news morning shows, right? The newsier of the, because Matt Lauer, oh my God, you know, I got to, oh, I don't even know what to say. Okay, when I was watching the Commander in Chief thing last night, the forum, Commander in Chief forum, doesn't that sound like a condom? I don't know why, it just does. Forum, you know, like the commander in chief is what you want. Get the forum brand. I don't know. And it really was, it was a prophylactic for Donald Trump. I mean, there was no fault. But, you know, okay, so I was watching it and I thought, what's wrong with Matt Lauer? I don't understand. I mean, here he is, a morning entertainer, and he can't handle a political debate with the two presidential candidates. I mean, he's an entertainer. He should be able to do that. But then when I saw all of Twitter and all of Facebook and all of social media, just like, and everybody from Brian Stelter on CNN to MSNBC's own, analyst, just trashing, I said, love Matt Lauer. It's my empathy. It's my woman thing. Do you know? Thanks, Phyllis Schlafly, for letting me feel what I feel as a woman. But now I want to defend him. It's just like, listen, Katie Couric would have done a better job. Remember Katie Couric? She did Sarah Palin. She absolutely buried her just by asking her, what newspapers does she read? Matt Lauer made it just too Lowery. Now they're going to call him Matt Cower. I know it. I feel it. And after I've said that, that's all you'll be able to think about every time you say Lauer, you'll think Cower. But, okay, so this morning, we'll get to the Commander-in-Chief thing, which was really bizarre. That was the worst. This is why I say I don't watch these niche cable things anymore. You can't. You can't take them seriously. It's just, it's all, you know, window dressing. There's no there. There's no coverage there. There's no in-depth anything there. It's worse than talk radio on the TV. You know, I mean, okay, Gary Johnson, the libertarian candidate who managed to not eat an edible for 8 weeks in order to run for the presidency, apparently started eating them again. Because this morning he was on Morning Joe and he was asked, what does he think about Aleppo? And it was clear that Gary Johnson thought Aleppo was a dog food. He didn't know.
What would you do if you were elected about Aleppo?
about
Aleppo.
And what is Aleppo?
You're kidding.
No.
Aleppo is in Syria.
Okay, that's very painful. Should I keep it short for you or should I play the whole thing? He asked him, what do you think about Aleppo? Now, let me just explain this to you. Yesterday, in Aleppo, Syria, there was a chlorine gas attack on civilians conducted by Bashar al-Assad, okay? The current leader, the current dictator of Syria, chlorined his own people, and people died yesterday, like 12-year-old girls and 3-year-old babies and stuff like that. And so it was a natural question for a presidential candidate, what do you think about Aleppo? And I think he either thought it was like, I don't know, a new FDA drug like Xeljanz or a dog food or the good cholesterol, because he did not know what it was, because he smokes and eats the pot.
What would you do if you were elected about Aleppo?
About
Aleppo.
And what is Aleppo?
What is Aleppo?
You're kidding. No.
No.
Aleppo is in Syria. It's the epicenter of the refugee crisis.
Okay, got it. Got it.
Okay.
Well, with regard to Syria, I do think that it's a mess.
It's a mess.
I think that the only way we deal with Syria is to join hands with Russia to diplomatically bring that at an end.
Oh.
But when we've aligned ourselves with, when we've supported the opposition, the Free Syrian Army, the Free Syrian Army is also coupled with the Islamists. And then the fact that we're also supporting the Kurds, and this is just a mess, and that this is the result of regime change that we end up supporting, and inevitably these regime changes have led to a less safe world.
So Aleppo is the center of a lot of people's concerns across the planet about the terrible humanitarian crisis that's unfolding not only in Syria but especially in Aleppo. You asked, what is Aleppo? Do you really think that foreign policy is so insignificant that somebody running for president of the United States shouldn't even know what Aleppo is, where Aleppo is, why Aleppo is so important?
Well, no, I do understand Aleppo, and I understand the crisis that is going on, but when we involve ourselves militarily, when we involve ourselves in these humanitarian issues, we end up with a situation that in most cases is not better, and in many cases ends up being worse.
He thinks Aleppo is a diabetes medication, I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure. He really does not know anything about Syria and Russia and how they've teamed up together. And that is what's going on. That's why the Syrian civil war, which has been underway for 6 years, he's had plenty of time to sober up and learn, especially if he's going to run for president. I will say, Jessica said to me this morning, but Aunt Randy, I don't know what Aleppo is. I said, you're not running for president. Good point. Good point there, Aunt Randy. Good point you got. Yeah. So the day before yesterday, two people died in a gas attack that was conducted by the government of Syria on its own people. It was carried out by the government forces in the rebel-held parts of Aleppo, which is not Cosentyx, okay? It's not a medication. I don't know why they give like all these medications these wacky names now, but it's like every time I see a new one, I'm like, really? Am I ready for Victoza? And apparently the whole United States has the diabetes, okay? And we're all injecting ourselves with something or other. But he's eating edibles, and it was perfectly obvious because, you know, the Russians have teamed up. Putin is supporting Bashar al-Assad. Putin loves Bashar al-Assad because Putin's an authoritarian, and so is Bashar al-Assad, and so is Donald Trump, and that's why they love each other. They are the trifecta of demagogues. except Donald Trump's got some sexual perversion thrown in there, too. That was the most sickening part of the whole thing last night, was his tweet about rape in the military. Oh, I'll get there. But yeah, I mean, when you look at Russia, Russia has United States brokered, just so you know, going into foreign policy, which is, you know, we only have 61 days left, and foreign policy is what the president does. The president does not spend any money, remember? The president can't spend a nickel without Congress. President can't pass any laws. Congress does that. President can't declare something constitutional or unconstitutional. Supreme Court does that. President does foreign freaking policy. So it's pretty damn important that somebody who's running for president understands foreign policy. Donald Trump does not understand foreign. In fact, Donald Trump last night, did you see what Donald Trump said? He had a security briefing. Harry Reid was right. Harry Reid was right. Harry Reid said, give him fake briefings. He won't know. He won't
know. It's obvious that he doesn't know what he's talking about. It's obvious he can't control his mind or his tongue. And what I've suggested, if now, because he's the nominee for the party, and he's entitled to briefings from the CIA, for example, I said publicly, give him fake briefings. Pretend you're briefing. Don't tell him anything that you don't want to get out. And that's how I feel about it. I think that the man is a loose cannon.
Yep.
I think he's done so much to hurt our country with our international relations already.
But as a Republican nominee, isn't he entitled to get those briefings?
Give him fake briefings.
What does that even mean?
It means they'll tell him stuff. He won't know the difference.
You're basically telling the intelligence community to lie to him.
No, you know, I'm not going to lie to you, but I just don't have to tell you everything.
I love that. Turns out Harry Reid was correct, sir. He was absolutely correct, sir, because they gave Donald Trump an intelligence briefing. And according to Donald Trump, his intelligence briefing basically consisted of the intelligence community saying, we hate Obama, we hate him. And Donald Trump said he could tell, even though they didn't say that, that he said he could tell from their body language. Not so much the English language, the body language he could tell. So check this out. Donald Trump becomes the commander in chief. We nuke Iceland because somebody crossed their legs at the wrong moment in the Situation Room. I mean, really? This was so off the hook crazy. This commander-in-chief thing. First of all, whoever gets an intelligence briefing and then tells the American people what they were told, except for Donald Trump. And second, I happen to know what his intelligence briefing was. It was a declassified briefing, and that's how I could know. And it was all about the formation of ISIS, how it came to be, and that dismantling the Iraqi army was the reason, and how it was born in the prisons of Iraq, and how it was a result of Abu Ghraib and Camp Buka and shooting into the prison where people were in cages and couldn't get out, and how it, you know, it radicalized these people, and how we let them go, and how they went and joined the disbanded Iraqi military, which was the brilliant brainchild of Donald Rumsfeld, the poet. You can only know what you know. You can't know what you don't know. And there are known knowns and there are unknown unknowns. You don't know what you don't know, but you do know what you don't know. The poetry of D.H. Rumsfeld, everybody. Yes, our former defense minister. And we had a viceroy there, too. L. Paul Bremer, the viceroy of Iraq. When does America have viceroys? This was such a debacle, such a disaster. And you know what Bush did? Bush did exactly what Donald Trump wants to do. Bush fired all the generals. I don't know if anybody remembers this. You had Anthony Zinni, who said, you're going to need 600,000 troops in Iraq. That's what you're going to need. And he said, you're fired. And then we had General Eric Shinseki, who he fired too, and then he put him in charge of the VA, where we had this massive VA scandal. Shinseki had to resign when Obama became president because Shinseki was, not up to the task. And now Donald Trump is sitting there last night calling our current generals losers. They're losers. Meanwhile, you read in The Guardian, not that our newspapers will actually report anything, but you see in The Guardian today, losing ground, fighters and morale, it's all over for ISIS. But Donald Trump would fire these generals and hire his tailhook generals, the ones who oversaw the molestation of 83 women in Las Vegas in 1991, and he's pro-rape. What did you expect, he says. Oh, my God.
For a commercial-free, on-demand, whenever, wherever listening experience, visit randyrhodes.com for your personal premium podcast today.